Being an honors student requires a lot of work, and it certainly brings a sense of accomplishment. But what are they really like? Let's find out. My name is Mike, and you're listening to Grizzlies On Air. Honors programs seem intimidating, but how difficult are they really? I had the chance to chat with two honors students here at GGC about just that.
My name is Kyla Mesa. I am a freshman, and I'm majoring in nursing.
Hi, my name is Justin Portillo. I am a junior here at GGC, and I'm a software development major.
As an outsider looking in, I had a lot of questions about the honors program. First and foremost being, how do you get in? Head of the program, Jake Edwards, told me that if you have a 3.5 or higher GPA coming into college, you'll be automatically sent an invitation to join the program, which was the case for both Kyla and Justin.
I got an email saying I was automatically into it, which is like the best thing that could have possibly ever happened to me.
I was invited to the program as an incoming freshman.
One thing they both had going for them was their deep involvement in high school activities.
But I think it was because of my grades, my APs, and the fact that I was really involved in high school. I did a lot of clubs, and I was an officer in almost all of them.
We took, like, a few AP courses in high school. I think I did physics, calculus, psychology, and comp sci.
Of course, that's not the only way to get in. Dr. Edwards also informed me that if you have a 3.5 or higher GPA at the college level and have four or fewer semesters to go, then you can apply for admission online at GGC's website. So there's plenty of ways to get in without high school credits, but once you're in, how heavy is the workload?
Are you busy? Does it get overwhelming?
No. Oh my gosh. If anything, I think it's kind of easier in a sense because our classrooms are smaller. So we have probably around 10 to 14, 15 kids per class instead of how much a usual GGC classroom has. And our professors are really nice, and they're really connecting towards us, and they're really understanding about the fact that we have a life outside of college.
You have the honors courses, which aren't necessarily like harder. They're just maybe taught a little differently. So instead of being like, here's a bunch of assignments to do for homework, fill them out and memorize it all, it might be a bit more project-based.
There are a lot of perks that come with being an honors student. And when I was interviewing Justin, I got to experience one of these things firsthand. A full-on lounge area exclusive to honors students.
Obviously, we are sitting in one of the things offered.
Right now we're sitting in one of the study rooms they have.
And we also have a big honors classroom with like couches and stuff where we can just sit and relax and hang out if we wanted to. And we also even have a little place with a refrigerator, a microwave, and different snacks that we can eat and have. And like, it's a lot of different things that's like, it feels like we're being paid for it, which is awesome. But that's just like the physicality of it.
It's not just fancy perks, of course. Justin and Kyla also mentioned the various trips that the Honor Society gets to embark upon.
We also are offered trips that are completely paid for. So we have the before college started, around like the weekend before the first week of school, we went on a retreat, and the retreat was completely paid for.
There have been other trips as well, including a semi-recurring one to Washington, D.C., but perhaps the most admirable aspect of the honors program is its flexibility and student attention.
I've noticed that the honors program is very adaptable and is a very capable program, to the point where within our honors program, we have different committees. And within the committees, the different leadership for, like, let's say, sports committee, events planning committee, things like that, where we plan things for the honors program. But I noticed that we didn't have a marketing committee. So I talked to the director, and we made it happen. So now we have a marketing committee. I am head chair. And it's really exciting to not only realize, like, hey, if you notice something wrong, we're going to fix it, but also the fact that they are doing things for us.
More than anything else, GGC's Honors Program is a learning community with a strong sense of camaraderie and family.
So many memories that you get to cherish with the people you surround yourselves with.
We came and we did a lot of student bonding and meeting new people and things like that. And that's the reason why I have my friends today.
I would almost describe it as a second family. And I genuinely don't think you could get that anywhere else.
The program really does seem to be just as good as it sounds, and if you find yourself in it, you should consider it a true honor. I've been Mike, and thank you for listening to Grizzlies On Air.